Listener Production.
Hello there, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The state opposition is accusing the McGowan government of preparing for a public sector takeover of St John Ambulance. It follows yesterday's announcement from the Premier slapping a range of new KPIs on the service to help stop ramping outside our hospitals. They've accepted 46 of 48 recommendations from a review. Shadow Health Minister Libby Metham says it's all part of a union push to get a hold of the service.
The union have made it very clear that is exactly what they would like, with an interest in increasing their own union membership.
The federal opposition leader says it's critical Australia calls out bad behaviour from China when we see it. It comes after the Chinese condemned US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this week. Peter Dutton says we shouldn't be afraid to criticise.
And the propaganda that you're seeing coming out is similar to what you would see come out of North Korea or out of Russia, and it needs to be called out. We're not going to cower. We're not going to appease. We're going to call out bad behaviour.
After nearly 3 years of delays, Perth's Forestfield Airport link is closing in on an opening date. New drivers for the 8-kilometre line will start their 8-week training course this morning. The state government says they'll set an opening date soon. Overseas, a small plane has crash-landed and burst into flames on a busy Southern California freeway. California Highway Patrol officials reporting the plane crashed onto the busy road, then collided with a truck carrying three passengers. Amazingly, nobody was injured. The Fremantle Dockers young stars have been recognised in the AFL's annual 22 Under 22 squad. Five players from the Dockers Under 22 have been named: Andrew Brayshaw, Caleb Sarong, Hayden Young, Michael Frederick and Jordan Clark. The Swans and the Dockers have the most players on the list. There are no Eagles in the squad this year. And Melbourne Demons coach Simon Goodwin says he still doesn't know where the future of young star Luke Jackson lies, with the ruckman appearing increasingly likely to move home here to Perth at season's end.